Boom, we back with another episode on my podcast. Today is Terry Owens, the creator of Stained Art. Peace, sir. How are you?
Doing good, man. Definitely happy to be here. Appreciate you as
Man, I
well.
appreciate you taking the time out to jump on, even though this Zoom has been wacky for the last week on me. I don't understand why it's happening like that and why my interviews, when I'm scheduling at a set time, they're showing up on yours and other people as 1:30 in the morning and stuff like that. Like, that's nothing I'm doing.
Yeah,
I thought
I
you
think
had
I don't
rigged it. I'm
know.
like, oh, he trying to set me up, man. He trying to
Oh nah,
play me
dog.
for
That's
no
what I
fool,
say. I
man.
think I'm about to say Zoom's been going through, like I was telling you, it's been going through a lot of updates. So I think it's something they got going on. Something probably national, to be honest.
Yeah,
So
definitely. Definitely. It got to be something on their part, because I would never schedule an interview at two o'clock in the morning unless you're in China or something, because I have done that for certain guests who were like in Japan and everything like that. But even those interviews were scheduled at a certain time during the day, just so those guests could have the proper time to jump on with me. So shout out to my brother Matt. Love you, bro. But yeah, I don't know what's wrong, man. I was like, dude, like, where did he get that time? 2 o'clock, 1:30. Where he getting these times from, man?
was crazy. I was like, okay. I was like, I could do it. I'm a
Hell
night owl,
no.
so you know what I'm saying? I could try it, but
No, man. Brother, let me say this. At 1:30 in the morning, if I'm not working on the podcast, I'm asleep.
Facts. Okay, makes sense.
I'm
Because if I'm not
asleep.
working on my art at that time, I'm knocked out too. So it's all
I'm
good.
out. I'm out. Like, there is no reason that I would be up unless and I don't have a woman, but unless a woman is over here and cheeks are getting clapped. Like, that's the only reason that I would be up at that time. You dig? So,
Yeah, I feel you.
man, ain't no reason for me to be up at that time. You know, like they say, if you up at that time, you either working or you're doing something wrong. So I'm definitely not up at the time. All right, so tell me where you from.
Okay, so long story short, right? So originally I was born in Seoul, South Korea,
Oh
military
shit,
family,
okay.
right? So we were there for a couple of years, then parents moved to Virginia, then to Georgia, back to Virginia, now they're in Kansas City. So they left me and my wife in the DMV area.
Okay. Are you
So
an
yeah.
army brat? Is that why that happened?
Army brat for sure. Yeah.
Wow. So was that the crazier part of life, like growing up and having to move around all the time?
It's crazy, man, because I remember like bits and snippets of it. You know what I'm saying? Parts of Korea, mom taking me to the market, stuff like that. But yeah, for the most part, we definitely moved around a lot. Again, my parents got a house here like for maybe like a couple, I would say maybe like good 2, 3 months, then sold it, then moved to Kansas City. So it's just like my dad has always been on the go, man. So he's definitely the one that instilled like a work ethic in me for sure.
Yeah, wherever you go, you gotta be busy doing something, huh?
Yeah, facts,
And
yeah.
so, like, growing up, were you ever able to establish friendships with people because you were
Oh
moving so much?
yeah, for sure. So again, I think for the majority part of my childhood, I was in Georgia. So Georgia did middle school, high school, you know what I'm saying? Even college. So I graduated from the University of West Georgia. So I was there for a minute. So definitely, again, still talk to those friends today. But I know after college, I was doing internships and stuff like that in DC. So after that, it was just an easy transition. Because again, I was already meeting people here. So once we officially moved here, it was like, easy connections.
Okay. So when did you start to get into art? Did it start at a young age, or was it
Yeah,
going
man, which
on
is
for you?
crazy. So I remember it exactly. So it was one summer. I think I was super young, maybe about like, ooh, about like 4 or 5. And my parents, so background, my parents are from Louisiana. So I used to stay with my mom's mom for summers. So I remember I was, you little kid going through different books and stuff like that. I remember there was a specific dinosaur book, and I was like, okay, this is cool. Let me try to draw it. And I remember I had a green crayon and I drew that thing literally to the T. I'm saying it was the one you put on the refrigerator. So
Right,
it was like
right.
one of the ones.
One of
So
the good drawings.
yeah, one of the good drawings, you know what I'm saying? So after that, man, it literally like stuck from there. So I've always been drawing, but as far as like making it into a business, I actually turned it like I really had a sit down talk with my dad. Like really, it was like after COVID, and I was like, Dad, I think I want to like do this full time. And he was like, are you serious? Like if you're gonna do this, you got to do it. I said, okay, bet. And so after that, literally just turned into an LLC. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because again, the city I was born in Seoul, Korea. So it's spelled Seoul. So the original name was gonna be Soul Brush. But my homie was like, no, that's too long. Let's come up with like a different name. So he's like, what about Stain? And I was like, okay, that's cool. I said, but it gotta be spelled like a different way. So he was like, okay, what about STAIN apostrophe D? I was like, oh. I said, that's tough. And after that, do the logo, got to work on that, man. Then after that, it was just like a done deal.
And how old were you when you did that?
Lily, man, it was I just started like staying like last year. About last. So after that, man, it was kind of just, making reels and everything. And I really had the business plan to roll out for Stain, maybe like again, like a I would say maybe about 8 months before I even got everything like set up. So like making an IG, nobody had the name, easy. I'd had the page, no followers yet, but I was just stocking up, reels in my drafts. And then once those page launched, start dropping content. Start dropping content.
Going back to college, what did you major in college?
So I majored in computer science, actually. So right now, currently kind of goes on my job. So I do IT for the federal government right now. So
How is that?
it's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. Definitely get to learn a couple things, you know what I'm saying? Hacking wise, it's pretty so yeah, it's pretty cool. And again, working with different individuals, so you get to see kind of like, how the postal kind of goes about through their day-to-day.
Is it possible to network and use that as a resource to help you with your business?
It's crazy. So I haven't actually tapped into that aspect of it because I'm kind of like low key. A couple of people on my job know that I have the side, the art business. But I mean, more so when I go into work, I'm kind of like, okay, I go in there, do what I need to do, because it's like getting a 9 to 5, then staying literally is my 6 to 12. So that's usually how it is.
Bro, let me tell you this, man. I salute that because I do my 9 to 5 and I come home and I do this. For the last 5 months or whatever, I took the time off because I have been doing it every year and doing so many episodes and cutting up the clips and doing all that. It was so much for me to do by myself, right? I'm like, yo, I need some time off, like to not just do anything and just like kind of decompress. But when I'm home, I'm bugging you guys. I'm bugging everybody across the world for interviews, because I had to get back into it and I had to keep my podcast going. And this is something I really love. And
Yeah,
it's
man.
people like you yourself with Stain Art and Pugs Adams and Derek Bailey and all the different people who I have interviewed. You guys have awesome, dope ideas, concepts, and art to provide the world for the world to see. And this is the things that I love to do and talk about, man. It's a beautiful thing for me to sit back and do this. So I love to do it. And I'm just trying to get my motor back going and be more consistent and get back in a group of everything. So again, I appreciate you and I thank you for
Oh
taking.
yeah, man, no problem, no problem. 'Cause again, I was about to say, like you and I know, man, once you kind of get in a rhythm, it's just kind of like a flow state. And then it's like, okay, bet, I need to do this, I need to do this. And
And I'm not
once
going
you do
nowhere
it,
either. I won't I'll
exactly,
be sitting here doing this all day, every day.
right.
Once
And
I
once
get
you do
home,
it
it's
so
home and
much,
this.
it's like, okay, it's as easy as breathing, man. Like really.
It becomes second nature to you. And it's the thing that you know that you want to do once that consistency kicks in. It's like, I know I got to go home. I know I got to do this. If anybody looking for me, they know where to find me because they know I'm gonna be going.
Facts.
Can't nobody tell you that I was anywhere else because everybody knows. Once I get home until 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, everybody knows what I'm gonna be doing, And certain hours of the night, if I do wake up, I'll probably be sitting in front of this computer or going over ideas and questions that I need to ask guests to kind of like switch up what I'm doing, So your style of art is similar to I don't want to go back to, so my origin would go back, take it back to Japanimation, right? Years and years ago. But now we have so many different ways Well, they created so many different ways of doing the art. Where did you draw your inspiration from?
It's crazy, man. I was literally asked this before, and some people might not believe it, but it's so weird how I kind of stumbled upon it. So the art I do is called neurographic art. So basically combines psychology and artwork to basically create vivid paintings. So if you look at my page, you'll always see like what my family and the other people call bubbles. You'll see different kind of bubbles, right? But basically what I try to mimic is it's supposed to be neurons in your body. So it's kind of like a therapeutic art. So it kind of focuses majority on dealing with kids as well as adults with anxiety and depression. But again, that's why it's a therapeutic art. But it's kind of random, man. Like I was doing a canvas. I think this might have been when I first was like, okay, I'm thinking about making this a business. I kind of just kind of fell into it. I was like, okay, let me just do some random. So the technique of it is you're supposed to draw from the outside, just going through, and you're not supposed to stop anywhere. It's supposed to be like a free flowing line, right? It goes outside to outside, and then they cross, and then you kind of fill in the corners. And then when you fill in the corners, they kind of mimic like that's what people call bubbles. And then after that, man, you just kind of paint the bubbles with color, that you're feeling at the time. So usually I paint with, emotion. So say if I'm feeling happy, I might do bright colors like a yellow, orange, stuff like that. Feeling sad, I might do a couple shades of blue, like a midnight navy, gray, stuff like that. But so it's kind of like I just fell into it, man. And then like I did it, I liked how I looked, and I was like, okay, like I know this is not like realism type art, stuff like that. I was like, there got to be a name because each art form, no matter how random it is, it always has a name. So I did my research and I found out it was called neurographic art. And after that, man, it just stuck. So, yeah.
Because and looking at the one behind you that you have,
Yeah.
that picture's kind of telling me that it's like someone is looking in on me, like I'm they're mirroring me, or they're looking into my soul or whatever. So explain that one right there behind you.
So that's crazy. So another thing about me, I grew up heavily on anime. So I love, animation, Naruto, DBZ type stuff like that. So this is actually from one of the shows. I don't know if you heard of it. It's called One Piece.
Haven't heard
So,
of
oh yeah. So it's basically about a kid that goes on a journey, right? He's a pirate, becomes a pirate, looking for the One Piece. So it's kind of like an ongoing journey. So this anime came out like a long time ago, and it's still going to this day. Like it came out when I was a kid, and it's still going now. So yeah, I like to draw different characters, man. Just based again on how I'm feeling, or just if I'm currently watching the show, because I've been watching it forever. If I'm watching, I might be like, okay, cool, that's a very cool character. Let me try to draw, recreate a certain aspect of him. And then try to incorporate that neurographic, what I'm saying, bubble pattern in there somewhere.
Okay, so as far as the concept, was I anywhere near what you were trying to do with it? No?
It's crazy. So I would say no,
All right.
but literally again, man, if I'm watching the show and I'm like, okay, cool, that'd be a nice character. I kind of, connect with that character a little bit. Then I might draw them, or I might just draw them, what I'm saying, just for fun. Because I mean, if I'm being honest, I kind of don't have a specific, I would say, like a drawing pattern. I might draw, again, a person one day, then I might just go to the bubble like the next day. I might do, something random the next day. It's just, I don't have a specific pattern. I kind of just draw what I want, to be honest.
You're supposed to. It's your art.
Yeah.
It's your art. It's your art. As long as you're creating what you desire,
You're right.
it always comes down to what you feel and what you believe that you should do. Definitely. Definitely. So with this style of art, what artists inspire you to create?
Ooh, it's crazy, man. I was thinking about doing like an artist appreciation Lily tomorrow. But Lily, man, when I first started, it was a again, I feel like I'm still new to the game, but it's definitely people that inspire me. One in particular. I have this piece actually above that piece. My boy MJ on the wall. I actually just did a bit with him in Richmond, literally this past weekend, for Juneteenth, basically early Juneteenth. So MJ, he does watercolors. So again, I just like being around different artists that like feel like have that hustle and are really like trying to push out their stuff just like me. We might have different styles, but we both have the same end goal. So MJ is definitely one. Again, his IG is MJ on the wall. Another person that again I reached out to advice for, his name is Snow God. So here, we have, well, it's kind of all over, but it's a well-known event. It's called Black Boy Art Show. So before I even again started staying, I went there just looking for advice, and I was able to definitely, you know, get advice from people that have already been in the game. So one person's name is Snow God. So he was very, you know, informative and everything. Definitely what you need to do, things of that nature. So that really helped out. And then there's another dude also as well. His name is Corey, but his art name is Rotten Core. So that's another individual that, again, I feel like with reels, we do the same type of point of view reels. So it's really like comedy, kind of skits a little bit. So it's like if I'm not doing one, he's doing one. It's like it's super crazy. So it's definitely more, but out of those, off the top of my head, those are the three, you know what I'm saying, that kind of just, you know, pushed me and inspired me to keep on creating.
Word. That's dope though. I like the fact that you're coming in contact with these people and they're willing to share information with you. Like they're not
Right.
holding it. You know, a lot of
Right.
times you run into people, hey, can you show me or can you tell me what to do in this situation or tell me how this should go? They withhold the information from you and keep it to themselves when
Yeah,
the
I
better thing
definitely.
to do is to help other people
Right.
grow because as they get better, now they have a bond with you, and if there's something that they know as they pull themselves up, now they can turn around and say, "Hey, this is what I did to improve what you told me, or I did it
Right,
this way.
right.
What do you think about this now?" And no matter what no matter their understanding, they don't understand what they should have a understanding of is that the improvement I made is based on how you were able to help me. So
Right.
what I'm showing you is a ode and an homage to you for helping me. But I'm
Thanks.
also building on top of it. And some people can't re they don't realize that because they don't know how to get out of their own fucking way.
That is crazy, man. I've definitely like I again, I'm not gonna say names, of course, but I've definitely ran into that for sure. But I mean, again, I've gotten a couple artists that, you know, they've seen me at different events and they go in the DMs and ask, Terry, how do you do this? Where do you get your materials? X, Y, and Z. And I personally believe, man, I don't gatekeep anything because I know how it felt. Like again, when I just started, I didn't know, okay, Hobby Lobby, Michaels, stuff like that got good materials. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? So I try to, even on my page, I see Michaels has a sale. I post it on my IG. Hey y'all, I got a sale. Go get it. You know what I'm saying? Just little small things, because again, I know how it felt being new and you don't know certain things. Like again, some artists get their materials off Amazon, but nope, you wouldn't know that, you know, off
I
rip.
just think it's lame, man. I think it's lame
Yeah.
when people gatekeep. To me,
Yeah.
if I'm gonna gatekeep, I'm gonna be the motherfucker that hold the gate open. You understand
Right.
what I'm saying? I'm gonna hold the gate open.
Thanks.
I got in. I want everybody else to come on in here. Now, when you get your ass in here, you better get to work.
Yeah, facts.
Don't be fucking shit up, like
Facts.
so we can get more shit done, and we can
Right.
move further down the road, but.
Yeah.
That's my only way of gatekeeping, man. If I'm not gonna be the guy that, oh no, you can't come in here. Oh no, I'm not gonna share the information with you. That's lame. That just
Yeah.
shows where you are mentally, man. Like there's something
Facts.
wrong with you for doing shit like that. You know,
Right.
it's that's hate and that's jealousy, and you don't really want to see people succeed and grow, man. And to me, in situations like that, from an
Yeah, I
outstanding.
mean, yeah, I totally agree with you, man. Again, because I, again, you, we both know how it feels to be new. So if somebody asks you some information about how, you know, how do I, what I need to start my own podcast, I'm pretty sure you would tell them. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
absolutely. Off
Again,
the top. Off the top. I'm gonna tell
yeah,
you.
man. Because again, we both been there. You the new kid on the block. You know what I'm saying? You need advice. You need know where to start.
Yeah,
But
you
once you
need
get
help
that
getting the shit.
information, you better use that information, man, because. It, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, of course, I'm not charging for information, of course, but it's like
No, it's
if I
about how
tell
you
you,
apply it.
I need you to get on it. Like,
Yeah.
ain't no second guessing.
Yeah, it's just about applying it. Like, once I get the information to you, I'm expecting you to do whatever it is that you need to do once you
Right.
have it. Like people's like, man, what made you do the podcast? I was like, because the podcast is actually 7 to 10 years overdue. Me and my buddy Six was supposed to been had done this, but because we were involved in music and then our lives changed so much while we were doing music. It was hard for us to just sit around and do the podcast because we weren't always in the same place at the same time. And at that particular time, there was no Zoom. There was none of these apps and services for us to do the podcast the way that we wanted to do it. So now this is a form of us doing a podcast. And we've all moved around. Like, I got friends in California, I got people in Iowa, I got people in Minnesota. So we're not always around each other doing these episodes. So now we just use Zoom to do them, and
Thanks.
Zoom continues to improve. So
Right.
now you get to hear everybody talking, that no one's being cut out of the conversation all the time. So the technology has gotten better for us to do it as well. So
Yeah, for sure. For
everything
sure.
just evolved, and to me, it kind of like just took place at the right time. You know, everything
Right.
happened at the right time for everyone, for every person. So
Yeah.
all
Definitely agree.
right. So you grew up on DBZ, Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, right? I was a fan early on. I was a fan of Fist of the North Star, Japanimation, all those early ones,
Out. Yes.
right?
Akira, all that type of stuff.
Yeah. So then later on, there was an era, well, not, or maybe it was an era, I'm not sure, but I stumbled upon it. And there was guys like the Vampire Hunter and
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Vampire
Vampire Hunter
Slayer
Beast, all
D and
that.
stuff like that. And I got into those, and those were cool as hell for me to watch when I'm on my downtime. Like when I'm sitting around writing rhymes at the time, which is what I would be doing, that would be like my background music to my life. So I would have that plan. And then while you writing rhymes, you stop and you turn around, you look at the TV and you look up, you're like, yo, they fucking shit up. Let me actually tune in and watch this stuff. So I grew a liking to that stuff, man. What were the things that what were the animations that you grew a liking to that kind of like made you want to pursue art and be more and it kind of kept you fresh?
I'm not gonna lie, like I love how you mentioned Vampire Hunter D, like stuff like that, like Akira back in like I would say like the early 90s, right? I feel like those are the best animation scenes, man. So it's kind of like that kind of inspired me, even with the colors. You always see bright, vivid colors with those animations. So I feel like I definitely try to include like that in my art, and that definitely corresponds with literally everything. Because if you see, again, if you see my art, it's gonna stand out every time. Like it's never gonna be like a dull, even again, even if I paint like some dull colors, it won't be a dull piece. There's always gonna be something that stands out with it. But I feel like again, those early anime, first I feel like they're still the best, because I feel like there's fight scenes and just everything are still the best compared to today. I
Man,
feel like
those
today
fight
is
scenes
all
would
right,
be crazy, man. Those fight scenes, and
man.
they would be long as fuck.
The thing is, and you wouldn't expect the animation to be like that high from the time it was then. But I ain't gonna lie, it's been good. But not saying we don't got some good ones now, but yeah, but that was like the era for sure. So that definitely, you know what I'm saying, inspired me. Even I mean, I even go back and watch some of those just to get a little bit of inspiration from time to time again. So
Absolutely. I think I just hyped myself up because now I want to go back and watch Fist of the North Star all over again. Now that it didn't hit me in the brain, now I think I want to find that and watch that. Hopefully, it's on one of these apps out here, man. Everything's on an app.
Oh yeah, everything.
Oh,
Man, I was about to
man.
say, if you got Crunchyroll, man, it's on
Oh, man. You just put me on some game. So now you're going to have to send the
there.
information on that. So
I
hook me
got you.
up. Hook me up.
I got
Definitely. Definitely. You know, that early 90s, man, when Japanimation came out and
Yes.
it hit me. My mom was like, why are you sitting here watching cartoons and it's not like Saturday morning? I'm like, mama, sit here and watch this with me and tell me what you think about it.
Hey.
Man, my mama sat there and she watched it. She was like, this is good, but it's too violent. Like, I don't want you watching this all the time. Like, you got to go outside and do something or go in your room and do some art or whatever. But that Japanimation, man, that like that, it had me hooked. It definitely had me hooked.
Oh yeah, for sure,
Name
man.
your top three to five.
Is it got okay? So if I'm doing this right, is it old school? I like, can I do old school and new school, or can I just do like all
However you want to do it, I just named the category. So you can do
okay.
old school, you can do new school, you can mash them up however you want to do it.
I bet. So if I'm doing old school, okay, so I'm doing old school first. So of course, Akira. That's the first anime I ever watched. Pops put me on that. That's like the first one. So that's the movie. right? After that, I would probably have to do, of course, DBZ. That's up there. That's always going to be up there. I'm trying to think of another one. Probably Hunter Hunter, like the old school version, because some people don't even know the old school version is, you know, came out way before. So those are really good.
Wait, is Hunter Hunter another on the vampire side?
No, so that's more so like, it's more so, nah, not on the vampire side. But I was about to say, it's definitely a good watch. I don't know if you've heard of that though.
I remember Hunter Hunter. I thought it was like demons and shit like that, but maybe I
No,
got it.
it was more so like on some like fighting. You take he's trying to find his he's trying to find his pops.
Okay.
Right. So yeah, so that's number three. Dang man, you really put me through it. Number
Oh man, I
four.
gotta do my job. I gotta be doing
Ah
my job out
no.
here, man.
Oh, I'm tripping. I'm tripping. Yu Yu Hakusho for sure. Yu Yu Hakusho.
Okay.
That was definitely back then. And then when I started watching, but I think they recently brought it back because they about to do stuff. Hajime no Ippo.
Okay,
So
that's
that
another
was a good one.
heard of.
Yeah. And then for new school, I'm not gonna lie. New school, of course, you got the big three, but I don't, of course, Naruto, you got DBZ, that's part of it. One new one I've been watching, I can't stop watching, Kaiju number eight. That's a real good one.
Okay.
One Piece, of course, and then Code Geass. That's a good one. That's one I've been
Okay.
watching for sure.
So
So
there's
those are my
One Piece. What is One Piece? Because only that
One
I
Piece
remember
is.
seeing One Punch Man, but I don't know what One Piece
Yeah,
is.
so One Piece was the one I was talking about with Buddy. So
Okay.
that's based off the pirate. So basically, he's a pirate on the journey trying to find like the One Piece. You don't know what the One Piece is, but he's looking for it. But he's
Okay.
been looking for it for a long time. He's trying to be king of the pirates. We don't know if he's gonna do that yet, but that's definitely a good watch. It got like a
Okay.
thousand some episodes. I don't know if we can, you know what I'm saying?
Damn,
I
I'll
don't
be
know.
forever watching that damn,
That's
man.
what I'm
I got
saying.
shit to do, man. I got shit to do.
Well, yeah, that's definitely the top
Did
five.
you, were you into watching Full Metal Alchemist?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Full Metal Alchemist. Definitely watch that. The old school one.
Yeah.
There's two of them. It's Brotherhood and then it's the regular one. So I watched both.
I
I've
watched
seen
both
both.
of them.
Yeah. And they got movies too, but I don't really, you
I
know,
didn't do the
movie
movies.
side.
I just watched the animations of it.
Yeah, but Full Metal Alchemist definitely one of the ones for sure.
All
Definitely
right.
one of them ones.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know from listening to what's going on, I do like to watch cartoons. It's part of my inspiration. It's part of what I like to do. If you don't like that, you don't have to listen to the podcast at this point in time because I'm about to go into another one. All right.
That.
DC has come out with some pretty good fucking animations. Do you agree?
You gonna hey, you might kid me. I'm Marvel straight through, dog. I ain't gonna lie.
Ladies and gentlemen,
DC.
this interview is over. Thank you for.
Hey, yo. Not that I don't like DC. I just feel like they thought Black Adam could save them, and it didn't work out how they thought it would,
I'm just saying the animations. I'm not
bro. Oh,
talking
the animation.
movies.
Okay, so I'm about to say the animations. I ain't gonna lie,
Marvel
because
is
the bat.
killing them on the movie side.
Yeah, the movie side, but the animation. I will say DC got some good animations because it was what's that one I just watched? It was the Batman Ninja. That jump was pretty dope. That jump was pretty dope. The Harley Quinn joint. I was watching that jump. Funny.
Okay.
It's like a couple things they do got, man. They definitely got it.
Have you watched the Suicide Squad Hell to Pay?
Yes, I watched that. I say I've seen the Suicide Squad anime. I seen yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it. And you know they better make an animated one too.
Okay.
That's gonna be a
Those
look.
are fire, man. Those are
Yeah.
fire. Like the DC
They lit.
animations are really good.
They
The
lit.
movies, trash bag juice. But the animations, fire.
They fire.
They doing a
I will
good
admit
job, man.
that, but Marvel, I ain't gonna lie, Marvel's still kicking their butt with animations, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know about that. I
Bro,
say this,
the
though.
new X-Men.
The fact that they that's where I was going. They bought back the X-Men. I was like, oh, they gonna kick y'all ass with this one, man.
Spider-Man, the Spider-Man, the old school Spider-Man joints. Them
Okay.
Johnson lit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You got
You're right.
it's different
You're
ones,
right.
man.
You right, because I would wake up
Yeah.
on Saturday mornings as a kid and sit there and watch some Spider-Man, and it would come
Yes.
like 2 30-minute episodes or whatever it was.
You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? But I mean, what I
Fuck
will
you,
say though,
Marvel.
because I ain't gonna lie, my favorite Marvel character is Spider-Man, bro, hands down.
Really?
Yes, bro, that's my favorite Spider-Man. Specifically though, was 2099 Spider-Man, Miguel O'Hara. That's my hands down. He's that guy.
Okay.
He's lit. But if I had to pick a DC favorite DC, I would be Static Shock probably, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Static Shock.
Static
Okay.
Shock.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, Static Shock was lit, bro.
I wasn't expecting Static Shock. Okay.
Because people don't normally say, I mean, I grew up, that was like my show, bro. That was like the show.
On the DC side, man, the thing that bothered me the most is when they screwed up. I mean, they screwed up pretty much on the DC side. Like the movies have, I don't know about these movies, man, but
Yeah,
what made it
bro.
even harder to like kind of like bounce back
Yeah.
was after they did the what was it, Green Lantern, and they came back again. They
I was about
chopped
to
it up
say,
again.
we both know what Green Lantern should have been, you know what I'm saying, the
And either
first
one
time,
of
but
them,
I
they could
ain't
have
gonna
done one white and one black. It could have been anything.
lie.
They fucked up both movies, man.
Yeah, bro.
The Flash movie was oh, it's just like, yo, who was behind the scenes doing this shit? It's like, y'all just
Bro.
fucking it up on purpose, man.
Yeah, then the Justice League one too. Both they
Oh,
made two of
it's
them
like they're
joints.
trying to keep up with Marvel and they're fucking it up. Like, do the movie the way it should be done, man. That way you don't have to have these slip-ups.
I was about to say, I will give them Batman versus Superman was pretty good. I will give them that. I thought that was pretty all right, to be honest. To me.
To you.
He said to
On
me,
this podcast right now, there's only two of us, and half the
nah.
room agrees.
Hey, bro. I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty
So
good.
I like the one. Was it Zack Snyder when he did his own, the director's cut? Was I like that version, even though it was like 4 hours long. I liked
Oh, yeah.
it. It was a little bit more detailed, and the story was.
Right.
And what I was expecting from that, I was like, okay, now they're gonna go into doing the origin stories of Flash and everyone else, and we're gonna get a
Yeah.
better story. We're gonna get better
Nah.
stories now.
Nah.
That didn't happen.
Cause you already know you seen like it's two flat. It's the one they just made the movie about, and it's the one on the show. I forgot the I don't know if you've seen the shows on Netflix. I forget
Yeah,
it's two. Yeah,
because
they said he's the
it was
best
coming on
Flash, to be honest.
CW
Yeah.
network, whatever.
Yeah, that I feel like he should have been, you know what I'm saying? Cause that show was a good show. I mess with that one. That's a pretty good show.
I hear that, but didn't they have some issues with him or one of the other actors being racist or something? Like they didn't want to work with
Yeah, I think they did have some issues, but it's like, yeah, I'm about to say Marvel got their share of issues too, so I can't even, you know what I'm
him. I hear
saying?
you. I hear you. I hear you. But I mean, I was expecting more from the Flash when I was like, oh, they might get it right here. This might be the beginning of something great where they start changing, like they might turn the corner on it.
Duh, I knew when Buddy started running, like when we saw how he runs, I was like, oh, this junk trash. This junk
Yeah,
gonna
yeah,
be.
and that's something my buddy told me that because he's really big into comic books and everything, and he said, man, you should have known these movies was gonna be terrible when they did the Justice League movie and Flash was running like he ain't never ran before. You know, he was running like he had on a shitty diaper.
Get in that little stance, bro. That
Yeah,
joke was funny. I was like, what's going on with Buddy,
he
man?
said
Come on.
when you saw him take off running and he was running like he had on a diaper full of shit, you should have known that his movie was gonna be trash.
Yeah, bro. It wasn't it. It
Yeah, it
wasn't it,
wasn't. It wasn't.
unfortunately.
So recently, me and you were talking, and you said you had a show coming up. Talk about that.
Oh yeah, so it's crazy. So that's gonna be the Black Commerce event. So basically, it's highlighting HBCUs and Black entrepreneurship. So that's actually a 2-day event tomorrow and Thursday. So this is actually gonna be my first 2-day event, conference, everything. So you know, definitely gotta dress business casual for sure. So we definitely gotta fit for that for both days actually. But yeah, man, it's real neat. But one of my friends, again, when we moved up here from Georgia, we got connected with a couple people from Morgan State. So I'm also a member of Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated. So I met with a couple brothers from Morgan, and I actually got close with one of them members. His name is Keontae Bush. So he actually was the one that sent me the link. You know, I applied not thinking I was gonna, you know, be accepted. But lo and behold, I got a acceptance email, man. Then after that, it was like, okay, like another event. So yeah, that's the one on again tomorrow on Thursday. Then after that, then we have another convention, July 12th through the 14th. That's for Blurred Con, so it's kind of like an anime convention. So that's gonna be real good too.
Okay. How many pieces are you putting in the show for Wednesday and Thursday?
It's crazy, man. I kind of want to do it where it's like you'll see some one day, and you'll see some the next day. So
Okay.
maybe I'm thinking maybe like, maybe like 10 or 11,
Okay.
maybe. If not more, I got everything packed in the car right now. I might show everything,
Okay.
to be honest, and you know, have it both days. Maybe switch out the rotation how it looks a little bit.
Okay. Are they new pieces or just pieces that you bought?
So it's crazy. Some of them, so I got about, let me see. I made like five, six new pieces.
Okay.
So within that rotation, then the rest is kind of just, you know, pieces that I know, like people, if they're around a good area, like I know they'll be good. So, and some of them is crazy, man. Like I know you'll ask different artists. Some of this stuff I kind of want to keep, but I know I can't keep because it'll be like I'll paint some, and I was like,
But
oh, it looks
I
so
mean, if
good.
they're your favorites, there ain't nothing you can do about
I
it.
know, I
Like
know,
if
I
they're
know.
if it's a favorite, I would keep the shit at home, man. Like, hey man, I
I
love
know, I
this shit.
want to, man, but at the same time, it's like, I could always repaint it again, you know?
You can, but it'll never be like that first.
See, you messing it up, bro. You messing it up. But yeah,
Nothing is
I
ever
feel
like the
you.
first, buddy.
I definitely feel you on that.
Nothing is ever like the first. So, you got the show coming up. Then you have another. You probably have another one somewhere down the road, July, in July, right? How are you feeling about the progression of getting yourself into these shows and getting seen, getting some?
It's crazy, man. Like I think every time I get an acceptance email, it just kind of like gives me a little energy boost for real. Like, okay, bet. Like we in mode. Even when you know what I'm saying? Because I got my store. I just opened up my online store in January. So even, you know what I'm saying? Even when I get like hits on my store, because I got a hit on my store from somebody in Japan. I'm like, oh, I got somebody in Japan just scrolling through. And it's not even if they buy something, it's just like the hit. That knowing they looking at the store is kind of like, okay, bet. Like it kind of just get me in more. It's like little, just little things that, you know, it might not be big to some, you know, artists with, you know, hella followers or whatever. But to me, it's like the little things, man. Like it just get me like pumped, you know?
Yeah, I just
So,
think it's all about the love. If you like something, you like it. Like I don't,
yeah.
whatever I like, I'm gonna speak on it. I'm gonna like it. I may comment on it, and I may reach out to the artist and like, yo, that's dope, man. I like that. So, I mean, it may be in my stories and shit like that too. So, it don't never matter about how many likes somebody has, man. I don't care about none of that. The likes ain't currency for me, man. It's the
Man, that's what
creation
I
and
had
the
to
art.
overcome, man. I had to overcome that at first, to be honest, because it'll be like I'll look at artists that I really admire and I'm like, okay, bet. Like I don't have as many followers as him, da da da. But what I took that as, it's crazy. I like when you make reels, of course, you know, you get views and stuff. I would equate that, and I literally told one of my other people this. I would equate that. Say if I make a reel, I get like 41 views. I take that as like I opened a store, 41 people just came in. So when I look at it and I change my mindset to looking at it like that, bro, views and all that don't really matter no more.
I like how you put that. You put that like in a perfect manner. It's kind of like, hey, here's my shop. 41 people came into the shop and look, they may not have bought something. But now
Right.
I got 41 different eyes that came in my shop and checked it out.
Facts.
So they may
Yeah.
come back next time and they may buy something. They may
Yeah.
go up to the hit and hit the link for the action, when they may actually go in there and purchase something. You know, definitely like the way you just said that. That's a dope way of looking at it, man.
Yeah, man. Now, of course, I ain't gonna lie. Of course, I got a goal for
Hell
views.
yeah, we all got one.
Yeah, of course, I got a goal. But I mean, again, if people, yeah, people looking at it, man, if I get 40 people, I'm like, okay, cool. 40 people looked at it, cool. You know what I'm saying? And then I also look at like the type of content. Say if I post like me doing a time lapse of me, you know, painting this. Like I got a time lapse of me painting this one. That might get a lower view count than me doing like a funny reel or me doing like a point of view. So that way I know, okay, bet, maybe I need to start doing more point of views, not stopping the time lapse ones, but you know what I'm saying, just start doing his. Again, you, I was about to say, you know about the algorithm. You
Hell
gotta
yeah.
just,
Oh, I know. I know.
yeah,
I
you
know.
gotta just
Attention,
kind of
man.
gotta go with the flow a
Yeah.
little bit. But at the same
Yeah.
time, like I know people get stuck in the algorithm where they like, okay, they doing stuff that they don't even like doing. Like I like doing time lapses. I like doing funny art videos, like point of view that other people can kind of connect with. So it's like, I mean, again, my audience is eating that up and they like it. I like it. So, I mean, it makes me happy. So it's working.
Definitely, definitely. My main thing about it is, you know, like I don't want to just feed the algorithm just because that's what it was doing. I actually want you to get
Thanks.
something out of what it is that I'm doing. And for
Thanks.
myself or for a person like you, it's the creation of the art and the time it took for you to do it. You know,
Right.
it ain't just about a reel and some likes and some views and some comments. It's about the content that I'm creating. You're a content creator. And
Yep.
for some people, they're doing it because they want to get paid. For others, they're doing this is, hey, I'm just trying to drive attention toward the business and so people can see what it is that I'm doing out here and make a name for myself. So
Man.
without being a sambo and shit like that. But you know,
Right.
his own. Everybody got their own way of doing things. Some people are just strictly in it for money. Like they don't care about any of that. You know,
Yeah.
they're strictly there to post content that will get them paid. So I
Yeah.
get that. I salute that.
Yeah, I'm about to say if it gets you paid, I mean that's cool. But at the same time, do you love what you're doing? Because at the
Yeah.
end of the day, you're gonna get tired of doing that. And you know what I'm saying? It's again, I don't think I was really talking to my wife about it. Like I'm never gonna get tired of paying. I'm be maybe 80, 90 with the brittle hand
Yeah,
still going
shaking
to the
like a
cabins,
motherfucker
man.
until it's time to
Like,
check out. Yeah.
yeah, man. Like I'm still gonna, you know, it's just, and again, that's why I feel like it's really crazy because like I don't want to sound like cliche, but I feel like God really blessed my hands before he blessed like my mouth, like the speak. Cause like you, I have so much, I don't know, I feel like I just do, it's just weird. Like I can really, you can make a picture come to life. And it's like you were saying, delayed gratification, it's kind of like delayed gratification. You start, you're doing a time lapse, you know what I'm saying? It might not look good at first. You might have to do a lot of erasing, a lot of different paint, stuff like that, a lot of coats of paint at that. But at the end, it's like, oh my God, I made this. You know what I'm saying? So it's real good, man. I'm happy where I'm at.
Hey man, it's just appreciation of your art. Do you hope to one day do gallery shows? And
It's crazy. I've done one gallery show, and that actually went pretty good. So I definitely want to do more gallery shows. I think right now, like trying to, my hardest thing is like looking for events. Because of course, you know, events ain't just popping up. Plus, you got to apply, and you got the vendor fee, all this extra stuff. So, again, I think majority of my events right now came from Black Bull Art Show. So I was doing, you know, ones in D.C. You know, I was doing one in Atlanta, one in, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina. So I was traveling, you know, different cities and stuff like that, doing it. You know, letting people know, okay, this is Thane, this is what he does, this type of art he has. You know, but. Definitely want to, you know, definitely want to continue to look out for more events. And if, you know, galleries are in there, that's cool. If they're not, that's cool. But I think, again, I think every artist has the same kind of motto, get their name out there and become, you know, like the best. I think that's everybody's goal as an artist. I know some have, you know, more connections than others. And I think right now, I think I'm still in my building connections phase.
For sure, for sure, for sure. Are you a sports guy?
Definitely a sports guy. Definitely a sports guy. And I saw you post. I already saw your post on your page for the Celtics. I saw
Hey man, they won. You know,
that.
I put my money on the Celtics, they won.
Hey, bro, and that's good. I'm glad you did that. See, I'm not. So it's crazy. So I'm not really a basket. More so a basketball. I don't. I watch it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have a specific team. Now if we talking about football. My team is the Saints. Don't talk no
I should have known.
trash,
I
but.
knew he was gonna say that. Like, he gonna be the
Yeah.
same, so he gonna say the
Yeah, I
Falcons or something like that.
was born, that's what I said. Parents born and raised in Louisiana. I ain't have a choice, man. I ain't have a choice.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But basketball, yeah, man. I'm about to say I agree with what happened. You know what I'm saying? Kyrie and Luka, they worked that. They could have did it, but you
They
know, they
tried and
weren't.
they didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I
That
mean?
don't take away from them as players as how good they are, but it's just not their year. It is what it is.
It just wasn't. But me posting that is to congratulate the winner,
Oh
but
yeah, for
congratulate
sure.
also the people that I chose.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Like I knew who I wanted. I knew who, and this is what I tell people. I'm not necessarily like I don't care because it's not from my city or whatever, and it's not
Yeah.
that wasn't my team. You
Yeah, facts.
That's not the team I was really rooting for. But if I'm watching the game and someone goes, "Yo, who you got in the finals?" and I look at the teams and I go, "Okay, Boston has this, and this, and the Mavs has this, and this, and this." I'm going for Boston.
Yeah.
And I stuck with that. Like they was like, "All right, so that's who you stand with." I'm like, "Yeah." They was like, "You want to make a bet?" I was like, "I don't bet, but I bet you that Boston wins." Man, they can't do nothing with Kyrie and Luka. I was like, "That ain't enough.
It's not. It's
That ain't
not.
enough. Having Kyrie and Luka just that's not enough, man. That's not gonna get it against a
Man.
team like that. That starting lineup is deep enough as it is, and then they got guys off the bench who can come in and contribute in a multitude of ways."
Exactly. That's
You
what
know what I
people
mean?
think, man. People think that two people can just carry a team and then they can just make it to the finals and win. That's not how it works anymore,
You
at
need more.
least.
You need people that can get you defensive stops. You need people that can
Exactly. That's
rebound. You
how I
need people
feel
that
for
can
like.
defend.
That's why I feel for like LeBron, because LeBron go out there, play his hardest every night. The team still lose. Like you're not a one man army, man. You
No, and
can't.
that's not a well-built team over there. They keep saying that
It's
this is a
definitely
well-built
not.
ass.
It's definitely not. And I
Yeah.
know he's, I think he's more so, I feel like he's more so ready to play with his son anyway, man. I think he's on his way out. So, but that will be, it's crazy though, because you literally playing with your son. That's like, that's like literally if you only do one season and then you go, that's like enjoyment right
And
there.
the crazy part is that the Lakers have the 54th or 55th pick in the draft, which is where they're
Yeah.
saying he'll land.
Really? They said, I thought they said they weren't even picking him. Because
Okay.
I heard it's crazy. I don't forgot why I saw it, but I forgot what team. Oh, the Suns. The Suns said they may pick him, but I don't know how true that statement
I
was.
don't know
But
what's gonna happen, man. I think it's all suspect. That's what I
it
say.
is all suspect,
It's
but I
all
do
suspect.
know whoever team picks him is getting LeBron too. So it at the end of the day,
You
it don't
really
matter.
think he's gonna go to whatever team?
He'll go to whatever team his son. He'll go to whatever team his
I
son
don't
plays
think
for.
that. I think what he's saying is like, I just want to play with my son. I just think that he's saying I would like to be in a league with my son at the same time. But
No, I think he wants to play with his son. Imagine you in a league with your son. You throwing your son alley. You done. That's like the ultimate goal.
I hear
You know what
you.
I'm
I hear
saying?
you. I hear you.
So.
But I'm going with what you're saying. I believe that there's two things that's driving him to keep continue to play. The next deal he can probably re-up and add to being a billionaire and get one of those really good deals, you know, because now we're in an era where these guys are going to make so much money that the players will be billionaires in no time, you know, with
Right.
two signing deals and bonuses. Like
Right.
they'll be hitting the $1 billion mark real
Yeah,
soon.
fact.
So I think it's that, but I also think he definitely wants to play with his son. He
He
definitely.
will. I'll, if I'm being honest though, if I had to pick a son for him to play with, it'll be Bryce. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, Bryce got some time too, and they're saying he's the better of the two sons that play
He
ball.
is the better of the two because he had. First off, I don't know where that big growth spurt came from because he used to be shorter than Bronny, but it was just, I don't know. LeBron must be putting stuff in their food or something, but because
Hey,
that jump's
somebody doing
crazy.
something, somebody
Hey,
stretching them out, stretching their legs, or doing something on their
man.
sleep
But yeah,
working, but.
definitely Bryce is a. I don't feel like he's a better player. I feel like Bronny, he's consistent, but I think people kind of doubted him because of that heart attack situation. So that was kind of just, you
And I
know.
hear that. So the other thing besides the heart attack is the fact that
He wasn't a starter either, though.
he didn't play another season to get his wind under him, get his wind and get his.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
He didn't do nothing to get his fitness in order and everything. Like he came back after that season, averaged 4 points or whatever it is they said, and then he turned pro. I was saying, yo, kid, go back and get another full season in
That
college
is the,
basketball so people know who
yep.
you are and they know that you can ball.
That's what I feel like should definitely
Yeah,
happen.
but
But I mean, again,
because of who
yeah.
your father is and the connections that he has, and they're able to make those things happen, the son turns pro. So we'll see. We'll see how good of a player he is.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. We already know how that's gonna, end up, to be honest. Because
We'll
it
see.
imagine, well, let's say we go with your take, right? Say if he goes to a different team other than his dad, it's gonna be another Caitlin Clark situation for sure. I already felt like that.
Well, yeah, because
Yeah, it's gonna be.
who the fuck are you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
But
definitely gonna be.
I think Men are different. I think that they just gonna go at him every night. They just gonna try to bust his ass and give him 34.
Oh yeah, no, they definitely gonna do that for sure. But I do agree that he should have stayed and played like at least another season just to get,
Absolutely.
you know what I'm saying, get some experience, because you really
Absolutely.
didn't get no experience at all because you was out the whole time.
Yeah.
But
He definitely
I mean,
don't get an experience now, man. He
oh
gonna,
nah,
he's a grown
he
man.
ain't got a choice. It's kind of like he just got, you know what I'm saying? You know how, I don't know if you had this experience, like you teach somebody to swim, you just throw them in the pool.
Yeah.
Literally,
That's
that's...
where you're going. You're going into the deep end, my guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to the 12 feet. You ain't going to no three. Nah, you ain't doing that.
You get no grace period where you can stand up and start walking through and say, all right, I'm done for now.
Nah, you got the 12 feet pool with weights on your ankle, but that's what you got.
Yeah.
So.
We're going to throw you in there with the sharks, with the orcas, and see how you do.
Oh God!
So it's going. We'll see how it happened. I just think he should have just played another season. Just get that experience under him, man.
And that again, that makes sense. That makes sense for sure.
Definitely, definitely. All right, my brother. I appreciate you doing this podcast with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Is there any information you want to share? Anything you want to plug? Your website? Anything before we get out of here? Go
oh
ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so for the people that don't know, again, my name is Stain. If you want to follow me on IG, the name is stain.art, so STAIND.art. The website is stainedart.shop, so again, STAIND, art, ART.shop. You'll go on there. Again, the website is up and running. You'll be able to see, you know, different pieces that I have displayed on there, as well as up-and-coming pieces that I usually post. So usually whenever I get done with a piece, you know, I'll probably make it maybe about a week and then it's on the website. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And, again, tune into the IG for events I have coming up. And again, I appreciate you bringing me on this podcast, brother. Definitely going to be in connection for sure. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Man, I appreciate you, man. We'll continue to connect and talk about some anime and some other secrets to what's going on in the background as well. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Terry Owens of Stained Art. And as always, remember the mission statement when you're striving for greatness. God never puts you in the driver's seat if it's taken. Ladies and gentlemen, good night. Have a great one. We out of here.